Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Ed Dolan, UFMS Project Executive at the United States Marshals Service. Also joining us today from IBM is Lori Feller. Ed, recognizing the importance of accurate and timely financial information, would you tell us more about your financial management modernization strategy and the important role that the Unified Financial Management System, UFMS, plays in that strategy? What can you tell us about this initiative?
Well, the Marshals Service is one of the components of the Justice Department, and as such, when it comes to financial systems modernization, something we call big and significant, like acquiring a new COT system, basically that, I want to say, is basically too big of an item for component to take on itself in today's world. Large, complex systems really require, really strong infrastructure and strong base that, and economies of scale. And those economies of scale have been and really can be provided by, the department level. So what the Marshals Service did was, recognize that basically it's our turn at bat. DEA and ATF were before us. The FBI has begun their implementation efforts, and there will be other components of the department coming. So with our turn at bat, it was an effort to say, what does the agency have to do, to get ready to make this thing happen? We own and operate a COTS financial system now. It was purchased and installed in 1997. We've done everything we can to make that system as workable as possible for the Marshals Service. That has included writing a lot of developing a lot of interfaces, to meet our particular needs. But over time, there's only so much that can be done with a product that was purchased that long ago. Like I said, it was the people we've worked hard to make it the best it can be, but it quite frankly isn't robust enough to meet our needs going forward. Therefore, we're working with the department to go ahead and make UFMS a reality at the Marshals Service. And when I say working with the department, we have, because it's a financial management system, but of course all automated systems have a information technology component also. So the Marshals Service, our information technology division, works closely with the departments. Our financial division works closely with them also. So it's really a major coordinated effort to say we have something to move toward, and we have to focus our attention on pretty much picking up off of where we are today and getting onto this larger platform going forward.
Ed, budget and performance integration lies at the heart of ensuring both strategic allocation and efficient use of funds. And given your perspective, how has your agency sought to expand the use of financial data to inform its management decision-making process?
That has been a continuing and ongoing effort to make sure that the decision-makers throughout the Marshals Service, from the director right on through to the associate director, deputy director, associate directors, staff offices, and as I mentioned earlier, most notably our district offices, have what they need to get the job done. The Marshals Service, one of the things that I always found intriguing about it, and also poses some of the bigger challenges to us right now as we go to implement UFMS, is we manage a variety of funds and budgets from a variety of different places. Like most agencies, we have a salaries and expenses budget that takes care of our pay and benefits and rent, telephones, automobiles, ammunition, and so forth. It's kind of our bread and butter account. That's about $1 billion right there for salaries and expenses. We also handle other types of funding that really does put an emphasis on, as you mentioned, about budget and performance integration. We pay state and local governments to house and prisoners and to take care of their medical needs. We own and operate an airline, Justice Prisoner and Alien Transportation System, through which we provide transportation for both the Marshals Service, the Bureau of Prisons, and some state and local governments. The United States courts transfer money to the Marshals Service to manage, to pay for the aforementioned court security officers who guard the courthouses. And again, one of the biggest chunks of money that comes our way that we need to really manage and take particular care of is the Asset Forfeiture Fund, where the Marshals Service obtains from typically the Drug Enforcement Administration and others, property that has been seized, and we have to manage that property during the administrative or judicial process to make sure that when the court is done, if the property needs to go back to the rightful owner, it does. But if it's forfeited, then the Marshal Service would then have to handle the financial aspects of selling that property and depositing the money into the department's asset forfeiture fund.
Ed, after serving 9 years as the Chief Financial Officer, or CFO, you are now the UFMS Project Executive. What opportunities does this present to you? What type of perspective do you bring to UFMS?
I think on that idea, really, the main point was that the Marshal Service has to do an annual financial statement audit every year. And as I mentioned, with our existing system, we were doing everything we could to make incremental changes to the system and to our processes to make our audit as sound as possible. There comes a time when one realizes that incremental changes are good to some degree, but at some point you need to make the big, bold changes to really drive home the type of things that need to change. So the implementation of UFMS at the Marshal Service was and is just that, is that big, bold opportunity to take that large step forward and really help bring all the different automated processes into play at one time. So I think that's really something that opportunity is really significant to make, improvements today, but also lay the groundwork for the future for the agency.
It's a great segue to my next question, which is, given the resource constraints and increased scrutiny on federal spending, agencies, including the Marshal Service, are increasingly asked to do more with less. In this case, delivering a financial management solution that is not only effective and efficient, but also aligns with the government's IT management reforms. Can you elaborate on some of the best practices that guide federal financial managers to better optimize resources as they implement financial management systems that best serve their agency's mission?
Yes, I think that the federal government has come a long way in terms of committing to particular principles. One of those I mentioned earlier, and I really do believe in, is this concept of a systems development lifecycle, a very kind of an engineering-based, focused approach to building an IT system. And a lot of times I think people look at that and say, wow, 24 months to make an implementation, that sounds like a long time. But a lot of times it's really just a case that the lessons learned and the experiences over time have indicated that the kind of that well thought out, highly structured approach is the way to go in terms of really making the whole thing work. So to be part of that is really interesting to move between the planning and the requirements tasks, moving into testing, configuration, and eventually implementation, training. And even a lot of times, once we go live on a new system, there's people have thought through the idea that, okay, we flipped the switch and now we're processing in this new environment that we're done. Well, no, people have really come to recognize you're not done yet. There's something called post-implementation support where there's, people are there to answer your questions for 4 to 5 months and to work through, any unanswered questions or unresolved issues, because, we try to get it right, try to think of everything, but I think it's inevitable that, once the system goes live, there's still a matter of a learning curve that people are going through. So, again, my impression is the federal agencies have helped each other and learned a lot over time to try to come up with the things that work the best.
How is the external environment, including the guidance issued and reviews conducted by the Office of Management and Budget, impacted the UFMS implementation within Marshal Service? Have you had to change your implementation strategy? And if so, how?
We were, our implementation strategy through the OMB process was affirmed that the Marshal Service implementation was, like I said, we were up at bat, and OMB, reviewed what had happened so far at Justice and gave the green light to the Marshal Service implementation. One of the things we had done working with the department that appealed to OMB was we had chunked our implementation. We had broken it into phases. We, you know, started small, and we spent several months bringing up an acquisitions piece, the contract writing tool. And that really provided our organization with, you know, an ability to pretty much, you know, as I say, put our toe in the water and learn a lot of the terminology, learn a lot of the people and the processes and what it would take to bring, you know, bring up a financial system. So, you know, as a component of the department, we were fortunate that the leadership at the department level is so committed to the project that they really worked hard on our behalf and on the FBI's behalf and others that will follow to make sure that, you know, the funds that have been provided were secured and that the efforts were underway. What we have, of course, is OMB will continue to play an ongoing oversight role to make sure that, you know, to keep an eye to make sure that things are moving in the right direction. And, you know, that's part of their role and their function, and that's something that, you know, we look forward to. We meet with them on a regular basis to keep them informed.
Ed, you've mentioned lessons learned and the importance of capturing them. I want to switch gears and talk about that a little bit. I understand that the UFMS acquisition application has been implemented. What are some of the lessons you've learned from that, and how have you captured them, and what are you doing to make sure that your approach and implementation is being informed by these lessons?
I believe on lessons learned, it's I believe strongly it's in a lot of things. You have a formal process and an informal process. In the formal process, there's really a matter of capturing the lessons learned, writing them down, committing them to paper, getting people to read, you know, and agree that, yes, this was a key point. You know, this was a key fork in the road on this implementation. Here's a decision that we made that really carried us forward in a good direction. Here's another decision we made that, look, in retrospect, you know, we probably could have done a little better there. Informally, I think that we all learn every day. There was a talk about the old, if you put your finger on the stove and you get burned, you tend to avoid doing it again. So we just take lessons that we've learned, you know, of, you know, occasionally get burned and recognize that you might not want to do that again. And then other times, on the positive side, lessons learned. I've been very fortunate to, you know, work with people at the what is known as the program management office within the Justice Management Division, with a lot of people down who work there with a wealth of experience in systems development areas. Until it's clear to me that everybody brings those experiences to the job every day. Also, the folks at Drug Enforcement and ATF, you know, have been great. You know, they'll drop what they're doing and come over and meet with us or have us come over, and then they really seem to enjoy the opportunity to help the next guy in line. And so that's an example of a lesson learned in a practical matter on a daily basis.
Well, Ed, all executive branch agencies must undergo a financial statement audit each year. How do you expect the new financial system to improve your audits? And keeping up on this lessons learned, what lessons would you share with your other sister federal agencies?
Yeah, the financial statement audit is something that, you know, it's been a part of Marshal Service financial management leadership since the late 90s. And you know, one of the areas we look at if and when we receive a material weakness or significant deficiency is putting in place a corrective action plan to really address what's ailing us. And a lot of times there are things we can fix. It's through training, through awareness creation. And there are other times when, you know, quite frankly, you know, it comes down to the fact, you know, the auditors will write a report on internal controls and compliance and simply say, you know, the existing system that the Marshal Service is using is not compliant with some of the federal financial management laws and regulations. So those are the ones that are harder to correct until and unless you pick up and move from the existing system to a new system. And I think that's one of the things that really is encouraging to the Marshal Service leadership is the idea of knowing that we're moving to a system that is compliant, you know, with laws and regulations, and that in order for the system to be made available to us, it had to undergo rigorous testing and examination. And so you know, there's a sense of security in knowing that we're moving to something available to other federal agencies and in use. And so that's what I really think is pushing us forward.
How is the Marshals Service managing the UFMS implementation? We will ask Ed Dolan, UFMS Project Executive at the U.S. Marshals Service, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.